Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. There's a wonderful event coming up next Saturday, Saturday the 26th at Thalian Hall. It is a benefit for the Carousel Center Gala 2014, Making Legends Local. And here to tell us all about it is Amy Feith, the Executive Director of the Carousel Center, and one of the MCs for the event, Kendra Gehring Garrett. So first of all, thank you both so much for coming today.
Thank you for having us,
Jamila, as always.
Yes.
Excited.
Oh, I love the Carousel Center. I love what you're doing, Amy.
Well, thank you so much.
Tell our listeners what the Carousel Center's mission is. What is it that you do?
So the Carousel Center is the community's child advocacy center. And so our purpose in the community is when a child has been abused or neglected, law enforcement or DSS contacts us and we schedule for them to have a child forensic interview and a full, complete child medical evaluation, so that our community can set a really good foundation for an investigation so that we can hopefully hold child abuse perpetrators accountable. And then on the other side of what we do, we make sure that regardless of what happens in the criminal side of the world, that we have children that are resilient and healthy, happy, well, and their families are also successful and moving forward, regardless of what they've experienced. And so we have a tremendous team of child therapists that do trauma work with children who've experienced trauma, and they're able to help them get back to the business of mud pies and catching fireflies and enjoying sunshine and making snow angels and all that kind of stuff.
Wonderful. It's such important work and such delicate work. It takes great training and great finesse to be able to interview a child, to be able to find out what's been going on and help them feel safe in the midst of the interview so they can give accurate information. And then, of course, everything that follows after that. How can we help the situation?
And basically, the Child Advocacy Center concept, which is a nationwide concept, is for there to be one child-friendly building or facility, and that happens to be in our community called the Carousel Center. And so it is supposed to be a place where children and their families can come, even though something terrible's happened, that they can have a safe space to share what they need to share and to get well again.
Wonderful. Now, you're raising funds for the Carousel Center, and this is your big gala that happens once a year. And you've been doing this for quite a while, this Making Legends Local idea.
Carousel Center has. I'm still pretty new. This will only be my second gala, Making Legends Local Gala. This is our 11th year. And this year we decided, the events committee said, gee, we've never done the Best of Broadway. And I thought, how could we possibly have not done the Best of Broadway? And so we are doing the Best of Broadway as our theme this year. So we're really excited, our 11th annual. And Mike Thompson is stepping into our director role. Okay. And Kendra and Jeff are going to be emceeing for us, which is really going to be exciting.
Thrilled.
Yes. So Kendra Gehring Garrett, you are one of the emcees along with Jeff Phillips. Talk a little bit about the show, what you know about it so far, because I know it's still coming together at this point.
It is still coming together. But Mike has done a wonderful job of trying to pull all kinds of Broadway from the past, the present. He's attempting to do one from every decade. And I think he has compiled a good list.
He has.
And the other wonderful and exciting thing is that we will have live performances this year as well. So it's not just lip syncing, which is normally what is done,
right.
And it is going to be done. We're still doing that, but I'm singing a song.
Good. I was thinking, why have Kendra there and not let her sing? Come on.
Yes,
Jamila, you're so funny. And Jeff is going to be singing,
good.
And we have a couple of other performers, and we have children from the children's theater that are going to be performing as well. Youth in the community that are going to be performing.
Kids helping kids.
Kids helping kids. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a wonderful evening. It'll for sure be fun and exciting and probably funny as well.
I'm
very excited about hosting. I can't wait. I know Jeff is thrilled and he is like amazing host.
Okay.
So
he's a great MC.
He really is.
Now, there's a couple different ways that you can participate. As you're listening right now, you can go just to the show, which starts at 8 o'clock next Saturday night, and the lip syncing and the live singing and all the crazy entertainment that will happen on the main stage of Thalian Hall. And the tickets for that are $35. But if you'd like to do the whole shebang, Amy's going to tell us about what starts happening at 6 o'clock in the evening.
I know it's really really exciting. This is one of the traditions, of course, making Legends local, is because we have local legends who are actually participating in the show. And we really have to say a huge thank you to our local legends, like your very own Bob Workman and Lori Harris and Margaret Stargell and Francis Weller and Alan Perry and his crew. Mm-hmm. Everybody really comes together and is willing to honestly put their pride aside and get up on stage and be able to do a live lip-syncing show that really is, when can you be over the top, more over the top? But before they celebrate the show, we have a what's called the Red Carpet Reception, and it's in the Thalian Hall Ballroom. And we have partnered wonderfully with the Cape Fear Community College Culinary Arts School, and they actually do all of it from
the
beginning to the end. And Pete Baxley is really their instructor, and he's the one that really coordinates all of that. And it's amazing. You would be amazed at the heavy hors d'oeuvres that we have at our red carpet reception. And then, of course, complimentary beer and wine. And we have a silent auction where we have George Pupshevsov is, again, he has done a commission painting where he has taken some children's first names only, of course, to protect their confidentiality, but he wanted some inspiration, and he infused kids that are probably in their 30s now that have received services from the Carousel Center, and he infused that energy into the painting that we commissioned for the Carousel Center silent auction this year. And it's heartwarming how the community really does sort of put their arms around Carousel Center and really help us make sure that we have operating expenses.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Amy Feith, the executive director of the Carousel Center. With us also today is Kendra Gehring Garrett, who is serving as one of the MCs along with Jeff Phillips for the Gala 2014 Making Legends Local. It happens next Saturday night, April 26th at Thalian Hall, beginning with a 6 p.m. red carpet reception. You can walk in and get your picture taken, and then you'll go up to the ballroom and have some fabulous food catered by the culinary arts students from Cape Fear Community College. Complimentary beer and wine, Amy? Mm-hmm. Yes. And then there's all kinds of partying going on. And at 7:30, the doors open to Thalian Hall's main stage, and the show begins at 8 o'clock. If you come just to the show, the tickets are $35. If you come to the entire gala, they're $85. There's also this auction that's going on. That's during the red carpet reception part. There's a silent and a live auction, or is it all silent
auction?
It's
all silent.
Okay.
And we've got beautiful pieces of jewelry that were donated by Albert F. Rhodes and by Perry's Emporium that I'm dying to get somebody to go in with me so that I can have more money to bid and win. And then we can timeshare the necklace is what I'm really thinking we can do. You wear it for your
necklace event.
I wear it for mine.
I saw that.
You know, and I think it's a great idea. You can timeshare your jewelry. I think it's a fabulous. So anybody that's interested can certainly let me know. I'll be happy to go in with them. Jewelry.
Well, I need to know somebody who has a November birthday and can double bid with me on that blue topaz ring.
The blue topaz ring from Albert F. Rhodes is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so we do have models. And you actually will be able to get your picture taken with some of your favorite Broadway characters at the red carpet reception. So we're going to have a bevy of red carpet hosts and hostesses will be actually characters from your favorite Broadway shows.
My gosh,
can you tell me who a few of those might be?
You know what? We on the committee are not even privy to that information.
We'll
so it's going to be a big surprise who our characters are that are going to be at the red carpet reception. So even a better reason to come.
Can we talk about what role Bob's going to be playing? Bob Workman when
please
he sings?
Do.
Can we say that?
Please. Thank you so much, Bob Workman. You have certainly saved us.
He's going to be Elvis.
He's going to be Elvis in the building. I love it.
We're so excited, and we can't thank Bob Workman enough, and we can't thank Lori Harris enough, who's also come in at kind of right now. At this point, they're still gelling there. She's going to do something from The Little Mermaid, and so Lori Harris is going to be Ariel, which I think is so fabulous. I cannot wait to see what they're going to do with it, and so we have Port City Java for a year, which everybody cannot bid on because I'm going to try to win that myself. No, I'm just kidding. So feel free to bid on that. But anybody that knows me knows that I'm always at Port City Java. So, and we've got, of course, a many other compilation of the best of Wilmington that's got like a little package of a little something for everyone that's coming to Wilmington that might like to go see the battleship or go on a water tour. We've got a round of golf at Landfall. We've got a beautiful, one of our board members donated a beautiful diamond brooch. So there's lots of bling and fun at our silent auction for folks to be interested in and being able to do.
Oh, the event again is Gala 2014, Making Legends Local, a fabulous benefit for the Carousel Center. It is happening next Saturday night, 6 p.m., red carpet reception, and you go up into the ballroom and you have the silent auction and all kinds of wonderful things to eat and drink. The doors open to the main stage of Thalian Hall at 7:30 and the show begins at 8. Again, the tickets are $85 if you want to participate in all of that, or $35 if you can just make it to the show. The place to get your tickets is either at the Thalian Hall box office at 3rd and Chestnut, or call 632-2285, or go to thalianhall.com. If you'd like more information about the event or about the work that the Carousel Center does for our community, just go to carouselcenter.org. Kendra Gehring-Garrett and Amy Fee, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Jamila.
I hope you just have a major sellout and lots of happy people.
Too. Yes. And lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
Good. I think that's guaranteed, given who's going to be there. Yes. Wonderful. This is WHQR.